times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Coming down to the part of the service in which we've all come here for, that's that part that's going to keep us. And the Word of God says that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But then another verse of Scripture says, how can they call upon him if they don't believe? How can they believe in him if they have not heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? And another verse said, how can he preach except he be sent? And it went on down to say how beautiful a feat of them to prepare to preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But it said that not all everybody haven't obeyed the gospel. But then another verse of Scripture says that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And after the sermonic hymn, we're going to hear the word of God by none other than our pastor of Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ, Elder Maurice Johnson. in their peace, in their joy, and security. When you're searching for tomorrow, I recommend Jesus. Matter of fact, I highly recommend him. For you really can't do anything without him. You're the only choice. Bless right now. In the name of Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Bless our souls. Let your anointing be upon us. Save somebody. Deliver somebody. Heal somebody. Mine ever be my spirit. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, word my mouth. Give me what to say and how to say it. We'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. From the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, the 28th through the 34th verse. Amen. It's a prayer. I know prayer changes things. Amen. Many a preacher got not preached and didn't feel like preaching. But the Spirit of God changed all of that. Amen. So the Spirit of God changed all of that. You must know, amen, that we're on a sepulchre, an instrument to be used by God. Amen. And we will make ourselves available so that the Lord uses us. God can do some good things in and through us. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Shall God that justifieth? Who is he that condemneth? Shall Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Yes. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I want to talk to you on a subject highly recommended. Highly recommended. Everybody's looking for a good life. Good life. Just like someone once said, looking for love in all the wrong places. We look for the good life in the wrong places. Some have said, if I can just get a college degree, I'll be in good shape. I can get a good job, buy that car I've been looking at, buy me a nice home, or rent that beautiful apartment. It would be kind of like the question the man asked the little boy. What are you going to do in life? The little boy said, I'm going to school. The man said, what then? Well, I'm going to go on to college. The man said, what then? Well, I'm going to become a lawyer. The man said, what then? I'm going to run for president of the United States. What then? I'm going to retire. What then? Amen. The little boy didn't have an answer for that. What the man was looking for, he knew that somewhere He was going to have to give an account of his soul. Amen. What then? After you've done all of these wonderful things in life, what then? What does it gain a man or a woman to gain the whole world and lose his or her soul? There are so many variables in life, shifting winds, so to speak. You had good ideas, good intentions, and you set goals for yourself. How many of you, when you finished high school, were going to go on to college? You're going to be a doctor, a lawyer, or a journalist, only ending up getting married, or a worse scenario, having a child out of wedlock? The world is full of people with shattered dreams. Some things just don't materialize. Romans 8 and 14 says, "For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Recommendations are made daily. I hope you're praying with me. If you're tired and had a bad day, use Calgon. You see the woman stretching out in the bathtub and says, "Calgon, take me away." Got a headache? Don't take an aspirin. Don't take Tylenol. We got a new thing now. Take Aleve. If you want money, buy Fortune magazine. Invest in stock, try Standard & Poor's 500. The best hospital, try the Cedars of Lebanon in Los Angeles. The best bank, put your money in Chase Manhattan. Computers, IBM with the CD-ROM. Best telephone service, stay with AT&T. We make recommendations about what college to go to. A person need in his or her life. I'm here to tell you today is what all of us need is Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. He comes highly recommended. Somebody said, "You can have the whole wide world. Just give me Jesus." Let me get a witness here. Amen. Just give me Jesus. If you try him. And I'm here to tell you, amen, if you haven't tried him, don't knock him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes people make recommendations and we give all kinds of excuses why we feel that that's not a good recommendation. I want you to try Jesus this morning. Amen. Somebody said, if you try him, you'll find that he's all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you need a friend, how many know he'll be a friend for you? Amen. If you need a mother, he'll be a mother. If you need a father, he'll be a father for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matter of fact, he is a father figure. Amen. Praise the Lord. Whatever you need, amen, God got it, and you can get it through his son. Isaiah went on to say in 53 and 5, "But he was wounded for our transgression, and he was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes," somebody says stripes, "we're healed." Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. He was falsely accused. He was criticized and ostracized and brutalized just for us. Amen. That's why I can recommend him so highly. Well, if you really want to know, amen, if we need some witnesses, I can give you a few. The woman that was caught in adultery said, "I highly recommend him to you, because if it had not been for Jesus, I would have been stoned to death." Legion said, "I was full of demons." Amen. And they were trying to bind me by putting chains on me. But when the demons rose up in me, I snapped those chains, amen, if there was nothing but cord strain. But I want you to know that one day I met Jesus.
And he spoke to the demons, and the demons came out of me and went into a group of swine. Amen. Praise the Lord. And now you find me clothed. Oh, y'all ain't gonna pray with me. And in my right mind, I highly recommend Jesus. Lazarus said, I recommend him because, you see, I was dead, graveyard dead, and had been in the grave for 4 days and for 4 nights. But some way, somehow, amen, Jesus got the news. He came to see about me. And there I was, amen, in the grave, amen, praise the Lord, and I heard his voice, and he called me by my name. Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I got up out of that grave, amen, praise the Lord, came out of there with my grave clothes on, stepped forward, amen, praise the Lord, and I heard Jesus say, loose him and let him go. Somebody ought to say amen this morning. Hallelujah. He comes highly recommended. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you want to know, amen, how Peter felt about him, Peter said, we were out on the water, and I looked and I saw, thought I saw a ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And my Jesus spoke and said, it is I. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I recognized that it was the Master. Amen. And I said, Master, bid me come to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, come on, Peter. Amen. I jumped out of the boat into the water, and I was walking on the water. Amen. Praise the Lord. And kind of caught up in myself. And I guess I forgot, amen, praise the Lord, that I was a human being, and I was walking on the water. Took my eyes off of Jesus, and I began to sink. And I said, Master, save me. Reached out his hand and caught me. I highly recommend him today. Amen. Praise the Lord. I highly recommend him to anybody who is not saved today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody need to reach their hand out because Jesus is reaching his hand out to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You need to speak up and say, Lord, save me. Save my soul from sin and shame. Save me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, we don't have those real tarrant services anymore. We used to have those tarrant services. Amen, and praise the Lord. We'd come around the altar, and as soon as the people would come around the altar that want to be saved, somebody would strike up a song and say, oh, Lord, save me. Oh, Lord, save me. Oh, Lord, save me. Save my soul from sin and shame. Praise the Lord. And we would sing that until the power of God come in. Amen, praise the Lord. We'd clap our hands, and we would stay right there until the person came through. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to pray for folks, saints. Amen. Praise the Lord. The enemy is lulling us to sleep. We don't have no more tarrant services because, amen, we got this instant salvation now. All you got to do, amen, is just give God your hand. Amen. And we say a little prayer over you, and you're good to go. But I'm here to tell you, you're not good to go. Them devils that you came to the altar with, they follow you back to your bench. The trouble that you came to church with that Sunday, amen, you took it all back home with you.
Amen. Amen. God wants us, the saints of God, amen, to tell people about him. Amen. God is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Can I get a witness here? Amen. He is a rewarder of them that seek him. If you seek the Lord, amen, he'll come into your life. Can I get a witness here? How many know that Jesus will come in, that he will take control, that he will deliver you from everything that is not like him? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me see all the saved folks in the house today. Amen. Just slip your hand in your neighbor's hand, amen, and say, I'm saved, and I know that I am. Praise the Lord. I'm saved. And I know that I am. Amen. I don't have to ask nobody. Amen. I'm glad that I'm saved. How many glad folks we got in here? How many are glad that you're saved? How many are glad, amen, that the Lord picked you up and he turned you around, placed your feet on solid ground? Amen. You're no more wavering. You're no more being thrown and tossed about to and fro. But you know that you got your hand in Jesus' hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I thought it was a good man.